Alright, so just want you to make yourself comfortable. Find a nice, comfortable place to sit down, or you can lie on a couch if you want to. What's important is that you're not going to be disturbed for a few minutes, and that you can confidently just close your eyes and relax. So I want you to close your eyes now. You know, it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move slightly now and then. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too, sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help to relax you, because just for now the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly, just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the bed with each breath you breathe. And while you're relaxing comfortably there, I'd like you to imagine a stone being skipped across the clear, calm surface of a pond. The stone skips once, twice, three times and more. Each time the interval shortens as it loses momentum, slowing down more and more. As it strikes the surface, the peace and tranquility is disturbed. The water flows in ripples that spread in perfect rings. But then the stone can skip no more. All momentum is dissipated, its power lost. And so it slips quietly down beneath the surface, gently floating down past the creatures that live here. Drifting down, gently, quietly, past the river plants. And nothing is disturbed as it finally comes to rest there, still now on the bottom of the tranquil pool. And on the surface, even the ripples become quieter as they spread in ever-increasing circles to disappear entirely as the surface becomes calm again. And you can take the opportunity to quietly reflect upon those problems as you recognize now that ability that's yours to relax, to let go of tension, anxiety. Aware now of your ability to see things in a different way, and to accept those things that seemed to be one thing and then turned out to be something else entirely. And then the difficulty and ease that can be your experience, telling the difference between souls and souls, sun and sun, bear and bear. Changing old beliefs, recognizing new capabilities and capacities, learning new ways of doing things. Now you know that one of the most important things in life is confidence. And it's from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increased self-worth. Recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you. That negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. Even champion athletes are never perfect all the time and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and think that they're trying to be gods themselves. And it can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot, so that the gods know that you're not challenging them, just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have travelled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue, those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body as you drift and dream and my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in a way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent, and capable. And in this way, you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities, seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be, special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now you're taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things and you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it's with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interest, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what's important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input to every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You're realizing now, with greater clarity each and every day, that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath. Relax yourself from head to toe and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish, in their entirety, all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control, and it will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control, and you will take control, because you can recognize now that your first priority is to yourself. You can understand that when you're feeling relaxed and calm, you can function in a much more streamlined and efficient manner. And those situations which will have been a source of irritation and upset to you in the past can be seen in a whole new way. You know that when you're relaxed and calm, you find it easy to deal with those situations which require your attention. Because when you are relaxed and calm, you intuitively know exactly how to deal with any situation to arrive at the absolute best result possible for all concerned. And it might be that sometimes you will need to say no. Sometimes you will need to be clear about your personal boundaries, clear about your own needs. Remembering and being comfortable in the knowledge that your first priority has always to be yourself. And we can forget about thinking this is selfish, because when you take care of yourself, you feel good. And when you feel good, then you have ample resources left to care for others. So you can see now that taking care of yourself is actually the selfless thing to do. You will benefit immensely from recognizing that by taking care of yourself first, by meeting your own needs for yourself as your priority, you're able to be more available for others when you wish to be. By meeting your own needs, you will even discover that the needs of those around you actually begin to change. Your world begins to change for the better. When you feel empowered, you are an inspiration to those around you, to those you love, who see how empowered you are, how self-sustaining you've become. And you will be helping them merely by your presence, as an example, helping them to recognize those positive qualities you embody within themselves, inspiring them towards their own empowerment with your relaxed and positive approach to life. You're now empowering yourself to recognize and listen to that intuition which guides you safely through your life, and to be decisive and strong about following your heart when you need to stay firm. We cannot afford to send mixed messages to ourselves. When you're aware of the correct course of action to be taken, when you're aware of the response which carries the highest gain, then you find that you become strongly aware of that part of you which is able to stand firm, to be decisive and consistent, that part of you which knows how to say no and feel okay with saying no. And by now, fully recognizing this, you can allow yourself to be comfortable with saying no when you need to, and you'll know when that's the course of action that's required. Intuitively, you will know when you need to state your boundaries, and you will feel calm and confident in doing so. No hint of emotionality, just a clear statement of your intentions and needs, delivered so confidently that nobody even questions your place, and you yourself feel quite comfortable with your position. What others might think is their own decision, but this will not concern you in the slightest. You will have acted in your fullest integrity. You will have been true to yourself, and you're able to let others know where your boundaries are, and you'll be surprised by how swiftly people will respond to your newfound sense of positivity and strength. You'll be surprised to find that people actually admire and respect your focus and effortless command of your own boundaries. And you're surprised yourself at how effortlessly you're able to hold that center space, feeling good about resurrecting your personal space, relieved that you have finally taken back control. You can feel proud of that. You can feel proud of yourself that you have recognized the need to put yourself first again. Perhaps negative beliefs and programming have kept you feeling disempowered in the past, but you're now waking up to the fact that your personal boundaries must be erected and maintained in order for you to be able to walk forward positively. You'll be loved no less for it. You're taking back control, and when you're in control, you can be relaxed. And when you're relaxed, you're in control. Then you're able to stand firm in your own circle. And those around you must respect that. These are the rules of the game. When we take back our power, then those around us must adjust, must respect our decisions and our boundaries, and we can be sure that they will adjust, that they do adjust, and in the long term, you will find that those old patterns will have slipped away into the past almost without anyone noticing. Adjustments will be made and everyone will be better for them. When we look clearly, we can see that these changes are necessary for everyone's benefit. We know that children will continue to take from us if we continue to give. Children are easily spoiled. When a child is allowed to take endlessly, that child will not learn the value of that which is given. He will take everything around him for granted. He will become greedy, ungrateful, and expectant. When we tell a child that he's no longer allowed to take endlessly, we can expect that the child will throw tantrums and stamp his feet. But if we stand firm, if we refuse to involve ourselves in the drama, then we send the message to the child that we are unshakable, that he will not have his own way, no matter what. And when we're absolutely clear about this, then the child will sense this and will realize that he will have to make the adjustment, that there is nothing to be gained by throwing any further tantrums. We can see that all the while we've been responding to his tantrums in the past. We have encouraged further tantrums. We have validated that child's response as okay, as acceptable, even though it's a way of getting what he wants. And though it may have seemed as if we were doing the right thing by giving in, though it made us feel as though we were being kind, we must see a wider picture. We must be aware that what he wants and what he needs are two different things, and that if we give the child what he needs, then in time he'll come to value that response from us. He'll be able to see in hindsight that what he needed was clarity, consistency, boundaries, and rules, all of which helped him to learn self-discipline, all of which helped him to understand the value of those things which he'd previously taken for granted. We can see then that sometimes we really do have to be cruel to be kind, that sometimes the selfless act is what is needed rather than what is demanded. Now that you're fully aware of this dynamic in your interaction with others, you'll leave today feeling inspired, decisive, and confident that you are quite able to take control of those situations which have left you feeling disempowered in the past. Already, you've made the decision to implement this knowledge into your life and to follow more closely your intuition, your heart. You can see yourself now, standing in your own space, empowered, feeling confident, feeling strong, in control, and fully aware that this is not only empowering for you, but is empowering for those around you too. And you can see how much healthier you are looking now, filled with vitality, full of colour, and much more relaxed. Feeling really good, calm, centred, in control. Once again, back in your power. Once again, honouring yourself. And it feels good to be back. Now, while you're pondering those thoughts, there's a little story I want to tell you about an elderly Chinese woman who had two large pots, each hung on the end of a pole which she carried around her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walks from the stream to the house. But the crackpot arrived, only half full. For 2 full years this went on daily, with a woman only bringing home around 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor crackpot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it could only do half of what it was meant to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself, because this crack in my side causes the water to leak out all the way back to the house." The old woman smiled. "Did you not notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your flaw, so I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house. Each of us has our own unique flaw, but it's the cracks and flaws that we each have that make our lives together so very interesting and rewarding. And you've got to take each person for what they are and look for the good in them. Starting now, more and more, you'll realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts and the way you think about situations. And you'll be able to shift your thoughts the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living in joy every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you'll work to change them. Without frustration, without anger, and without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you'll do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you'll also be aware, as you become more mature, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, and without anger. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go, you'll enjoy the day, you'll let yourself go, and you'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. When I do, you'll awaken feeling calm, happy, and relaxed. You'll feel stronger in yourself, motivated and determined to work on your goals. So when you're ready and you're in complete control, return to full wakefulness and open your eyes.